We know Hutch is a very good football team. You're going to have to come in and play mistake-free. They make the first mistake. Garden City gets on the board first. I thought, here we go. This ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the kids really did a good job of, I mean, they were prepared. They did what they were supposed to do and came in here with the mindset that they were going to win the football game. You know, got off to a great start there, but, you know, just the little mistakes that turn and then all of a sudden they crumble and end up being big mistakes is just, you can't do that against a good football team. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what we did.
And, you know, you talk about this, too. You talk about, you know, the little mistakes. And I think of one, you know, that we're down 14-7, third and long. We get a personal foul, opens the door back up on a first down play. It's just stuff like that that goes on. And you know, and it comes from individuals that you wouldn't expect it out of. You know, because when you're talking about juniors and seniors, they've been there before. They know what to do and how to handle themselves. Maybe sometimes emotions gets the best of a person. Obviously, it happens to me a lot in my life. But in this instant, you can't let that happen.
No, and, you know, I mean, that was just one of many. I mean, but there, you know, that, the drop passes, you know, the breakdowns that we had, you know, jumping off sides once or twice and just bad situations there in the first half. And, you know, it just was, you know, something that snowballs. And you know, as I told the kids down there, that you got a clinic and what happens when you don't beat yourself and they don't beat themselves. And, you know, they put themselves in a good position. And, you know, every time we felt like we took one step forward, we took two steps back. And you just can't do that in, you know, against a team like this.
Well, you know that Coach Dryling, like I said, he's got a lot of respect throughout the state for the great things that he's been able to do with this football team. This team, like I said, that people started talking about when they got two losses, this team might be done for, whatever, for this year. A lot of injuries, but like I said, a good coaching staff's able to get teams to bounce back. We saw that at the beginning of the season for Garden City against Bixby. In fact, I kind of made that little reference to at the beginning of this football game as we were sitting there, you know, things weren't going good for us. Everything was going really good for the Salt Hawks. I thought, you know, this team can bounce back. Well, again, this team is going to have to bounce back next week.
Yeah, I mean, I told the kids it doesn't matter whether you lose by one or by 100, you know, right now, that, you know, we've got to learn from the mistakes that we made, understand the changes that we need to make. And then, you know, I mean, Monday, you know, comes again. So, you know, we're really not going to treat this any different than if we had won by 40 points. You know, I mean, you still have to learn. You still have to go out there and prepare. And, you know, I think that the kids are you know, going to be focused. I mean, this one hurts, you know, I mean, because we were playing well and things. It's just that, you know, here, you know, just some got banged up and, you know, we missed a couple kids that we couldn't play with tonight. And, you know, that we're already kind of thin in the first place. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. I am not making any excuses for where we are because I've always said it's the next man in and that's the way we coach them. But, you know, it's getting to be, you know, we're looking down the list right now to a lot of guys. And, I mean, with the two injuries that we had tonight, you know, we are awful thin at defensive tackle.
Well, we did see some positives here. I want to talk about Bo Banner and what we've seen him as the season's progressed. Almost looks like now basically a go-to receiver that you need a big pass play. Bo makes that catch first and then knows when to take off, though. Talk about Bo Banner for a little bit.
Yeah, Bo's done a great job. He's really matured throughout the season and understands what he needs to do and has just grown up as the season's grown. As many of those other kids that hadn't had a whole lot of varsity experience that were maybe a little younger, they just with every rep and things, that's just how you get better. And that's why we got to get, you know, we got to get guys out there and just the more reps that they take, the more that they become comfortable in what they're doing. And you know, it's one of those things that, you know, when you're playing kids that are thinking, it makes it difficult. And, you know, I think that's what we were doing early in the season, and now kids are just out there reacting, and it's making it a lot easier.
Well, some other things, and no disrespect to the other running backs from Bean, Dakin, Love, but we're starting to see some great young players come up here. You gave Coster a chance to come in here. I thought he did a fantastic job. I understand that some of his yards came up, but, you know, you can talk about Zach Finch, too, came back from the concussion. Seems like he's doing very well also. Talk about the running game, because you can see to me that these two backs here, they've got that vision or that peripheral view that when they're running, they know where the open hole is, where to get to. Also, I thought some things that we saw out of Zach and also Coster was to wait for the hole to be blocked and to open up and then explode through it.
Yeah, I mean, those were some valuable reps for those two kids. And, you know, I mean, Jared played the whole game. I mean, we started him, you know, because he was the most healthy and has taken the most reps that we've had. And, you know, I just thought it would be too much for Zach. You know, he really hadn't had any game. He played in a JV game a week ago and did all right. But, you know, we just wanted to ease him in. I mean, it's a big game and a big, you know, atmosphere that we didn't want to, you know, put him in, you know, to – to fail. You know, I mean, so as the game went on, we started mixing Zach in there, and I thought they did a great job. I mean, with Brady, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, started at the beginning of the year. You know, we kind of looked around and thought, boy, we don't have very many running backs, and now here we are 8 weeks through the season, and you can say that we got quite a few of them right now.
The thing is, though, that you turn this game in, it's really going to be just up to what Garden City does, because Garden City is going to be able to write their own destiny. Honestly, I can't wait, to be truthful, because I think Garden City is set up. If they win the ball game, when they win next week, they've got a good chance to make a big noise getting into districts. I know I'm looking way down the field. You're not. You're looking at one team right now, just a week away.
Yeah, I mean, our focus now will turn fully to Dodge City and a whole bunch of things, obviously, to be playing for and things. But, you know, I think that these kids will be ready to go. You know, we're going to get back to work. And, you know, I think that, you know, no matter what happens in that game, you know, we're still going to have to go and win. And that's what I think we need to be focused on. And I know the kids are ready to play. And, you know, I mean, this is a game where, you know, motivation, you know, I'm not going to have to say anything. There's no hoopla, rah, rah, rah kind of thing. I mean, the kids are going to be ready to go. And it's that time of year that we got to go on the road again, and we got to go over there and play well.